My husband and I were living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and we had our first son. And when he started walking, we quickly realized that our floor-through apartment, which was super cheap, was not going to work much longer. And then we really started looking in earnest around New York and all of the outskirts of all the boroughs, trying to find a place that worked, and we couldn't make it work anymore. So we started looking elsewhere.
And discovered Providence?
Yep. I remember having visited Providence in the 1980s to see somebody at RISD, and I remember really liking it. So he wanted to be near the water. I really wanted to be in New York, but he wanted to be near the water. I wanted to be in a place that had some culture and art and a little bit of diversity. And Providence kind of had all of those things in a more manageable quantity. So
when did you arrive in Providence then to live?
About 12 years ago.
And how did you get to be poet laureate? Is that a job that you can apply for? Or?
No, it's not. I was nominated. I found out that I was nominated. I accepted the nomination, and then there was a long period where I didn't hear anything. And then eventually, about a year later, I was brought in.
So that must have been quite exciting for you.
It was. I was kind of terrified, frankly. I was really honored, but I didn't know what to expect, and I really wasn't sure how I felt about the public nature of the position, because teaching is really different than public speaking. I can really think on my feet and improvise quite well teaching, but public speaking is an entirely different animal. So I wasn't sure how I'd feel about the public nature of it. But I'm settling into it, and I love it.
So you've been at this job as poet laureate for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go?
I'm loving it. I have said often when I speak that I don't approach this post as merely a title, but as a public service position. So I've been trying to craft projects that maybe will outlive my tenure, which is 5 years. In September, I launched, with the help of the Poetry Society of America, the Poetry in Motion program on the RIPTA buses statewide. That was brought from the New York City transit system. So there's a poem on a digital screen on the buses that changes every month.
Has the response been something that you can measure to this? Or
I have a lot of people come up to me and tell me, and then I have friends send me photographs every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel like people are seeing it, although
yeah.
It was great because someone just sent me a short video of the board on a bus and a woman sitting in front of it who was looking at her phone the entire time. And so I said, that's sort of sad and hilarious at the same time. But she said, well, actually, eventually she did look up. But I think the idea is to put poetry in ordinary places so that mm-hmm. people kind of encounter it as a surprise moment in the day.
You have to figure out a way so that it will appear on people's phones
yeah.
once they get on the bus, you know?
Captive audience, yeah. Right.
I'm speaking with Tina Kane, Rhode Island's poet laureate. In February of this year, Kane published a volume of her poems entitled Once More with Feeling. The poems in it are steeped in her childhood, growing up in an earlier, grittier New York City. I asked her to read one of them, A Minor History of Police Work, where she weaves an incident in her family's past with the notorious video-recorded shooting of Philando Castile, a black man killed by police during a traffic stop in Minnesota. Castile's girlfriend's 4-year-old daughter witnessed it all from the back seat of the car.
I remember when that happened, I was thinking about the little girl and thinking, now what's that going to be like for her, having had this experience? Also being aware that as a nation, we were also witnessing it over and over again. I started thinking about children and the way that they hold memories and the way that memory functions. You know, this poem does not mean to conflate my experience with hers. What it really means to do is make connection in a more universal way. I hope that the underpinning of that is really seeking empathy more than anything else. A Minor History of Police Work. I'm trying now to live in a clear-headed tenderness that I could afford to be disorganized, defiant, delinquent even, back then, when others could not, cannot still, maybe never will. I was a kid when the cops tried to take me from my home to the station for my safety. I was several years older than Diana in that car, who watched a bullet wound bloom in the driver's seat on the screen, cradled in her mother's palm. Her story now, replaying as the blood expands like a hand around the young man's torso, over and over, a small shadow falling across his ribbed white tank. Nothing so red as that, fixed for a lifetime in my eye, until now. Nothing like that back then. Until now, I see how memory serves, may work for her, and I grieve. When I said I was safe, the cops didn't make me go, that I could not be forced, so rooted to the basement apartment that was my home. Not a car, but a room with bars on the window and a gate to the street. We didn't own a vehicle, didn't drive. My father was white, my mother was Chinese, and the police were nice to us, tried to break things up, though their very presence in our home meant broken. They let me stay. No one was speeding or failing to signal, after all. We were just failing in a loud and crazy time. And whatever else we couldn't afford, we could still afford to fail. We worked with what we had, and they let us.
Thank you. What have you got planned for your second year as a poet laureate?
Well, I'm hoping to recruit some guest writers for my monthly Providence Journal space who will write about poetry and education. And on the Poetry in Motion project, I'm going to focus on Rhode Island poets to be the poets whose work is featured in the bus system. So I'm getting that list together now. We'll be reaching out to some poets.
We'll look forward to that. And Tina Kane, Rhode Island's Poet Laureate, thank you for dropping by to talk with us and share your work.
Thank you. It was an honor. Thank you so much.